on the salad on the base the bottom. The sacknin, hey on the out the top. Kikule Hamaim Shivashusarab. They're allowed to fix Kikule Hamaim, Rashi says, Kigon Avonim Shinoku Mahmasabor, that you have ditches, irrigation ditches in Shusarabim or drainage ditches, and they get stuffed up, you're allowed to fix them up. Chatita in chatira lo. You're only allowed to take away debris that stuffs it up, but you're not allowed to dig a new one. Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Yochanan, lo shanu ela she'en rabin shrichlein. It's only if the rabin don't need the ditches for drinking water. That's how Rashi seems to learn. Chotetim noflu tzroes b'karkoyis habor malos on b'moi. If the rocks, pebbles, got caught in the ditch, the water ditch, you're allowed to take them out. Avalo chotin osom. We didn't get it yet. Okay. So they, but if rabim tzrichim lohem, they need it for drinking water on yantif. So then you're allowed to even dig new ones. Others learn that drinking water, even a yachid, is ochel nefesh. If you need it for drinking water, even a yachid is allowed to dig. Here it's talking where rabim tzrichim lo not for yantif, they need it immediately after yantif. But it's sorche rabim, right after yantif, they have drinking water for yantif, but they're not going to have drinking water for after yantif. So that's only for a rabim, not a yachid can't do. The chi rabim tzrichim lohem mishari. Even if Rabim Tzrichim Lohem, is it mutter to dig a new pipeline for drinking water? Right, you're allowed to clean out Boros Sichin and Ma'oros, all different kinds of cisterns that belong to a Yachid on Yantif and Cholamoy. The ain't sort of lomar shel rabim. Surely you're allowed to do it for a rabbin. But the ain't chofrim boros sichim ma'or shel rabim. The ain't sort of lomar shel yochid. But you can't dig new of cisterns even for a rabbin. Surely not for a yochid. My lab is rabim sichim lohem. Isn't this talking even where rabim sichim lohem? And you see that what's it called? That you're only allowed to clean it out, but you're not allowed to dig a new one. Or it says lo b'shein rabim sichim lohem. It's talking where they don't need it. But if they would need it, the rabbin tzrichim lohem, you could dig even for the rabbin. Where it says, the chavosa gav a yachid, then you'd have to say it's parallel to a yachid, she'ein yachid tzarech lohem. Then it's talking where the yachid doesn't need it. So if the rabbin needs it, right, you can dig what's it called, dig a new one. If the rabbin doesn't need it, you can clear out an existing one. And a yachid also can clear it out, mashmi, even if he doesn't need it. Right, is that true? Right, the yachid she'ein tzarech lohem, chatita mishari. If a yachid has a cistern that he doesn't need, he can't even clear it out. V'atanya, we have a brayso that says b'feirish boros sichin ma'oros shel yachid kol shin mayim l'tochen avalo chotetin v'lo shofen es kayim. Right, a cistern that belongs to a yachid. Right, you're allowed to draw water into it, but you're not allowed to clean it out, and you can't fix the cracks. But if it belongs to a rabbin, you could clean it out and you could also fix the cracks. So you see that a yachid, if he doesn't need it, you can't even clean it out. So we're saying if it's talking about a rabbin who doesn't need it, then how could a yachid be permitted to clean out something he doesn't need? The elamai b'shiyachid tzarech lohem. Right? Elamai, you're going to say the Bryce is talking where the yachid does need it. Then you could clean it out, but for a yachid you can't dig. Then you have to say that the price is parallel, that by a rabbin it's talking where they do need it. If the rabbin need it, why can't they dig a new one? But you have a price that says with Eris, that the rabbin need it, you can even dig a new one. Show rabbin, you're even allowed to, what's it called, dig a new one, and you're allowed to plaster it or whatever. That's for sure talking with a rabbin or tzarech. So this price doesn't work out. If it's talking by tzarech lohem, then you're allowed even to dig for a rabbin. And the price seems to say you can't dig a new one for the rabbin. And if it's talking about ain't tzarech lohem, then a yachid can't even clean it out. And the Brisa says, oh, a yachid, you could clean out. How's it talking? Elakasha, Hakamaisa, three tzachim. So you have to learn the Brisa a little differently. Voltatim borosh al yachid. Right? Vishayachid tzarechlem. If you have a cistern that belongs to a yachid, and he needs it for holomoid, then you're allowed to clean it out. The ein tzarech lomar b'shal rabim k'shal rabim filim. Surely a rabim is even allowed, zafilu chafira mutter. Not only are you allowed to clean it out, you're even allowed to dig it. If rabim tzrichim lahem. The ein chofrim borosichim or shal rabim b'shein rabim filim. However, if they don't need it for holomoid, you're not allowed to dig a new one. The ein tzarech lomar shal yachid. Surely a yachid, you're not allowed to dig a new one. The chi ein yachid tzarech lahem afilu chatita nam yosher. Because a yachid, if he doesn't need it, you can't even clean it out. That's how you have to learn the price. She, Avalochotin, no son, Iamris b'shlomo hadiktani ahi b'raisa shlomala shal yachid. If you say the b'raisa before it's talking of a yachid, hainu b'shi yachid tzarech, that's where yachid needs it. Ikalok mehadiktani, hai b'raisa, right, Avalochotin b'shen yachid tzarech. Then we say this b'raisa, where it says you can't clean it out, it's talking where he doesn't need it. But if you say that the brisa that says that you can't clean it out is talking what's it called where the yochid doesn't need it, in Kain Hadik Tani Avalochot the Timba Mai Mokusla. When the brisa says you can't clean it out, what's it talking about? Right? We said now that what's it called that Chotatin is even when the yochid doesn't need it. So when can't you clean it out? Elamai b'shiyachid tzarechlo. Must be talking that you can only clean it out if the yachid needs it. Kolomer b'may mokmas haydi tani chotetim b'sharabim tzichlem. And therefore, it's similar to the case of the rabbin has to be talking where they need it. If they need it, they can even dig a new one. Why is it only when they can clean it out? But tani sharabim chofrin also. Elakasha kamaisa tani ein chofrin bora sharabim b'sharabim tzichlem. Kasha lahabraisa tani hocha sharabim chofrin also. So now we end up with a stira. One brisa says that a rabin tzrichim lahem, they can even dig new cisterns. And this brisa you're seeming to say says that a rabin can only clean out a bore, but they can't dig a new one, even if they need it. So Mara says, well, three tzachi, you have to read the brisa differently. And it's not so simple that the yachid and the rabin are the same case. But what's usher to a yachid, but is mutter to the rabin. And what's mutter to yachid, even more than that is mutter to the rabbi. That's how you read the raisa. Ela treat tzachi, vein tzarech lomar b'shal rabim, dafilu chafira mutter. Not only can you clean out a cistern, right, like if a yachid needs it, but if the rabbi needs it, you can even dig into one. The eight, the lokasha, le'r b'yofim, the omar loshan. Now there's no more question. Now everything fits together. Omar ravashi, masnisa nami deka. We can learn from the Mishnah the same halacha. That where a yachid needs it, you can clean it out. Where he doesn't need it, you can't even clean it out. Where a rabbin needs it, you can even dig. Where a rabbin doesn't need it, you can clean it out. Diktani, ocean kol tzorchei rabbin. You're allowed to do all the tzrachim of a rabbin on kol amoy. Kol lasri emai. What's all the tzrachim? My lav lasri chafira. Isn't it come to tell me that you can even dig new cisterns if they're tzorch rabbin? Versus lo lasri have the time. There's no raya from the mission that means that specifically. There's other things that it can include. By the time you're allowed to clear away thorns from the pathways where rabbin go, right, in order they don't get damaged. With the sakin sarachovos, you're allowed to fix up the streets. The esestartios, also different kind of streets. The lomurus hamikvos, you're allowed to measure mikvos. The chol mikvah she'envo arboim soh, margim v'toch arboim soh. And any mikvah that doesn't have arboim soh, you're allowed to extend water from springs or whatever to fill it up that should have arboim soh. And also if the mikveh, the fence of tznius around the mikveh is broken down and nobody has time or money to fix it, so chol hamoed is the time to fix it, and therefore the Vav Hanalah has a job to make sure that chol hamoed, the fence around the mikveh, be fixed. At all expenses, since I know there are women who don't use this mikvah because of tznius reasons that the fence is down. And since there's no other time to do it, so chol hamoed would be a perfect time to fix that fence. That's what it says over here in my Gemara. Menayim, she'im lo yotzu, v'asu kol eila. How do you know if they didn't do it? Right? They didn't go out and fix the roads on chol hamoed or whatever. She called Damim Shenishbechu Shon, Ma'al Aleim HaKosu Kilo Heim Shafu, that if the Tzibur, the Beis Din, didn't make sure that they fixed up the drachim or whatever on Chol HaMoed, that people got damaged there by the thorns or whatever, or people didn't end up going to the mikveh because of that. Right? It's also dumb. Right? Talmud Lomar V'hoyo Lecha Dumb. Right? Your fault. You can't leave Nifshol. Chav the head Yiktaniwa. V'saknes HaDrachim, V'sar Chobos, V'sar Mikvos, V'osin Kol Tzorchei Rabin. Right, but Chol Ma'is is that there's a brayso that says the Farish all these things, and it still says Kol Tzorchei Rabin. So you can't say Kol Tzorchei Rabin comes to tell me these things because in this brayso it says all these things. Vasuye Mai, La Vasuye Chatirush Mamino. This brayso in Echanami, the Farish, right? It says all the other things. So what's left that you can even dig? What's it called? The cisterns. Rashi. That where the rabbin need a cistern for water, they're not even digging new one. The Kavod says, to take away the thorns from the roads. And a mikveh that doesn't have 40 saw, you're allowed to bring spring water, direct the water into the mikveh. That the spring should be able to go into the mikveh. People got damaged because of the kotzim, then the Beis Din is responsible. Says you can do these things. So what's the call? Call must come to include digging new cisterns. And the Vane Hadikani Ocean called Sorke Radna Suya Khatira Kosu. Okay. But signing the Sakvaros, you're also allowed to mark graves on Chol HaMoed. Amrav Shin Ben Pazi, Remes with Sion Kvaros Minator Minayim. Where is there a hint to the idea of marking graves? Talmud Lomar, Varoa Etzim Adam, Ubana Etzlo Tzion. Right, that after the Milchemes Gogu Magog, it says they'll go around to purify the land, and they'll see a bone of a person, and they'll build a tzium to let people know that there's tumah there. Pashas, the reason is that people don't inadvertently go in Matami Taharas. And if that's the case, then this mitzvah doesn't apply today. Because today we're not makbid on Taharas. We don't have kodshim, and there's no purpose to remain Taharas. Everybody's coming. But the Binyan Tzion says, and that's what it seems from the Rishonim, that this mitzvah doesn't apply this man as that's a chiyuv to be the tzai in Kvorim. But there's other reasons to put a monument on a kefir. But the chiyuv of this chiyuv, this story doesn't apply. The Binyan Tzion says there's also an idea that Kohanim shouldn't go there. That applies even today. So the Chorosh should still be a mitzvah. There's also a shaila whether it's Minat Torah. Here it says Remez Midoraisa. So some say that means mamish min haTorah. It's a chiyuv min haTorah. We'll see it's halach lamosh mi Sinai to mitzayin kvar. Others say that it's only nasmach, that it's only the rabbanan. But you still need a pasuk to tell me you can do it because it's not a good idea to be marred the places of tomb in Eretz Yisrael where people won't be able to freely go around with their taharas, make extra places of tumah. So if it wouldn't be for a pasuk, we wouldn't do it. So you need a pasuk, but it's still on the rabban. Samara says, "Omer le Ravinu le Ravashi, v'ham nikmi d'leshi Yecheskel man Omer." Before Yecheskel came, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel. How do we know about it before Yecheskel? Samara says, "Oh, Tameich." There's a lot of things like that. Hodam Rav Chisda Dover Zemutaris Moshe Ravinu lo Amad. Nu b'divrei Yecheskel ben Buzi lo Amad. Something we didn't learn from the Torah, but we learned it from the Navi. What is it? Called Ben Nechar Orel Leva Orel Basel Yovel Mikdashi. The Shor saying that a Kohen who's an Orel can't be Ovid. It doesn't say in the Torah anywhere that a Kohen who's an Orel Basel, right, he's not a Mummer, right, he doesn't have Bris Mila because his brothers died because of Bris Mila. He doesn't have a Bris. And he's a firm person. But he's not allowed to have a Bris. He still can't be a Kohen Ovid. Can't be Misharis. But nowhere in the Torah does it say that. So we learn it from this pasuk Yecheskel. Mikmi Galesh Yecheskel Man Omer. Before Yecheskel came along, who said it? Ela Gemara Gemirala. Before Yecheskel came along, it was Allah Chalom Hashem Sinai. V'os Yecheskel V'as Mecha Akra. And Yechezkel hinted to it in his Nevuah. He didn't make up the halacha. Nevi'im can't create new halachas. But Nevi'im can record in their Nevi'is halachas that existed before that were totally oral. And now they became written down in Nevi'im. But they didn't become halachas because of Nevi'im. Al-Khanami, same thing over here. Before Yechezkel came along, they knew orally that you had a Mitzayim and Kvarim. But Yechezkel wrote it down. Gemara Gemira Lov Os Yechezkel Vas Mechakro. Okay, here it seems like it's Minat Torah, Tzion Kvarim. Right? But like I said, the Shita that holds, only the Rabbanan holds, that they had an Asmachta that you're allowed to do such a thing. So the Rabbanan did it. Without a pasuk, without some kind of asmachta that you're allowed to make such a gzeira, they wouldn't have made places where there are tziyunim of tuma, which would make people not have not free access to all of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. We'll see what's happening. We'll see tomorrow why these things are not really mikra adin. Right? Why mikra adin? It could be that there's stakas and it could be mako, but there's an inyan where there's a sothik to put up a tziyun, so people aren't matamim misothik. Has not been. For a pasuk, I would say, if it's a sothik and mikra adin, if you go there, you're not going to become tameh, so then leave it alone. Don't make up play. Don't make places where people are afraid of tumma, whatever, in Eretz Yisrael. Ravo Amra Mehacha. That's Rashi. Mitzayim Nisakvaras. She'osim simonim ala toras besit. That you pour lime on kever, right, and it makes it a white simen, and therefore Yom Maruba shall kvaras besid, and people know that there are bones there. It's like the white of the lime. The chaver katsamos, it's white like bones. Today shall yelcho play truma l'sham. People who eat truma should know to stay away from there. They shouldn't become tummy. So the whole reason is because of taharas. That's what Rashi says. Dichsiv ra etzem yecheskom mishnabe al ha'os lava. Yecheskel is new and vu about the Milchemes Gog and Magog, that there'll be plenty of dead people, and they'll go around to purify the land. Shiyasu Yisrael Tziyunim al Atzomos Hapgorim Amushlachim. They'll go around and they'll identify like Zaka. Wherever there are bones, they'll put up a simen that there's bones there. Remesu Shalobo Akosu Vela Hazir Olamit Sheo Demosu Tziyum. It's a remes, because it doesn't say you have to do it, just says they will do it. Ashma, that since they're going to do it, it was something you had to do. But there's no chiyu from here. Right? Here is a remez to what the chiyu is. Okay. The only problem over here is we're talking about goyim. And goyim are not matami ba'oel, according to Rav Shimon. Shimon bar Yochai. So some say from here you see a rai, not like Rav Shimon. It's machlokas, whether goyim are matami ba'oel or not. Rav Shimon bar Yochai holds are not, and the chachom hold they are. So the Chorah, this Gemara only goes according to according to the Chacham, because we'll see that wherever there's no Tumas Ohel, there's no Chiyu to Mitzayim and Kever. Others say that no, even if you hold the Rav Shimon bar Yochai, they're afraid that maybe Jews that died there too. So it was a Sophic, maybe it was a Jewish body, not only Goyish bodies. Or we'll see that maybe it's possible, we'll see tomorrow, it's not so partial to say this, that they were Mitzayim Kvarim, even where it's not Mitzayim but Ohel, but it's Matami B'magad. Everybody holds it. You touch what's it called, the kever, you become Tami. Just a mile on it, by a goy, Rav Shimon holds it. So, but from here is Mashma a little bit not like Rav Shimon, they say. Because Mashma over here, you have Matzayin a kever, even if I said, there's other possibilities. And maybe we're afraid that there's Jews that got killed in those wars also. He's not a ben necher, he's not a mummer, guy didn't have bris mila, he's a mummer. But his brothers died because of mila. They didn't want to mal him because they're afraid he would die. Gamhu kechid. So the medayi went lo rotsu. You're not allowed to mal him. So it's a pikuach nefesh. But the Gemara says no. The halacha is that if the guy grows up, you don't mal him when he's a baby. When he grows up and we see he's strong and we assume that he's not going to be in danger, then you're allowed to mal him. But they were still afraid, so they weren't mal him. They didn't mal him. So it's not that the halach is you're not allowed to mal him. It's talking where he's an adult. And he's already strong and it doesn't seem to be that he has the same problem that his brother had. But they were afraid to mal him. Still, a coin like that is not allowed to do the avodah. Gemiri Mishinai. Rabbavo Amr Mehoch. Rabbavo says another hint to Tziun Kvar. Tomei Yikra. Tuma Korolova Omaris Loprosh. Tomei Yikra is a Mitzora. Goes and what's it called? The Tuma has to call, right? From that pasuk, it's a hint to the fact that other Tumas, not only Mitzora, calls out to you. So how does it call out to you? You put a siman on. Rashi, Tuma Korelo. Prosh, Kolomer, Osim Simonim, Alatuma, Kadeshia Margishu Porish. The Tuma calls out to you by putting some kind of identifying mark, calls out to you as if to say, go away. The Chain Omer Abuzio, Barbarate Rabuzio, Rabba, Tuma Korilov Omeris Laprosh. Same thing, Tuma, Tome Yikra means that wherever there's Tuma, it should be publicized, and people should know to go away. When it says the high halachi da'asa, that comes to tell me a different halacha. Not that you have to identify where tuma is. Comes to tell me another halacha. Humi boyle lechibetanya. The tame yikra a mitzora should go around telling people he's tame. Tzorek lehodia tzara the rabbin. He should go around telling people that he's tame. But rabbin nevachshon v'rachamim. People will beg for him for rachamim. They'll be begged that he get healed. Right. From here we learn, also, it says that there was a place in Yerushalayim where Avelim would go, and people would let people know they're Avelim, they need Nechama, or if they're Cholim. So some people ask, L'chora, they're Meisim, you know, young don't ask Kashas for Meisim, but Gedolim, who didn't want that people should publicize that they're sick, they didn't want to be put out of the tzibur and made into something special because they're not a rabbi. It's worse for them. So the answer is very simple. And it's once put out a thing on this the email thing, not to publicize that people are sick. Right. First of all, it's purpose of privacy. He doesn't want people knowing sick. He wants people to daven and ask for it. Right. The difference is like this. First of all, something that's a sakonis nefashos, right, that more tefillahs could help, therefore sure you publicize. Like over here it says, Tomei Yikra. Something that people are going to find out about anyway. Right? So then you can publicize ahead. The person should have it. Anyway that people are going to find out and down for the person. So why not publicize? Something that is not, you know, deathly needed, and people are not going to find out unless it's publicized, then sometimes people want privacy. I want everybody to know that they have athletes for it, whatever, what's it called, you know, whatever it may be. So then, yep, you say, that maybe it's not an initiative to publicize what people have, unless they want to publicize, or the family wants to publicize. But, and therefore, what's it called, a God will tell that people won't know that he's that much in danger, and he doesn't want to be singled out, so he could decide that he doesn't want to be singled out. But if anyway, he's in dire danger, and the whole world knows about it, right, so it's ridiculous not to publicize it more. Anyway, he's being singled out. So each case has its merits. There's reasons sometimes not to publicize. And there's reasons, yes, to publicize. Depends on the situation. That's like everything. Like Rousseau Salanter said, most people, unfortunately, can't see that there's gray areas in anything. It's either black or white. But Rousseau Salanter says there are no klolim in Torah. And even that's not a klol. There's only prut. Everything has its time when it applies, when it doesn't apply, whatever. Okay. In Kain Lichto v'tamei Yikra, if that's the only thing we learn from that pasuk, it should say v'tamei Yikra. He should say, I'm tamei. My v'tamei tamei, shmas minotarti. You learn both things. But the fact that saying Esther tamei, not only should he tell people he's tamei, they should daven for him, but there's an inyan that the tumba itself should call out to you, stay away. How do you do that? By identifying it, by marking it. Abayomri Hocha, Abayis is another place that we have a source for marking tumba. But if me evil, osite mikshol. Don't put a mikshol in front of people who don't know that there's tumba there. Make sure that you let them know there's tumba. Rapapa Omer, Omer solu panu derech. Clear the ways. Make it that people can walk without having to have spiritual mecholim of ending up with a stuma. Rav Chinen Nomer Maharimu Michshol Miderech Amitz. End of that pasuk. Take away all of the obstacles from the paths. Obstacles can be spiritual obstacles too. Rav Yishuv Bari Rav Idi Omer V'Hodat Olemes Haderech Yelchuba. Show them the way to go. In other words, make sure that they have a clear path that they know where they can walk, where they can't walk. Marzutra Omer. All of these are just hints. The exact, because they all mean something else. L'maisa Pasha. Warn them about Tumah. So here also you see that there's an inyan of warning them about Tumah. Ravashi Omar, Ushmartim is Mishmarti, Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti. Ushmartim is Mishmarti. From here that we learn that you make Zeris, the Chachom. But specifically it refers to Truma, because Truma is called, what's it called, Mishmeres Tumosai. So make a Mishmeres for my Truma, that people shouldn't be Matami Truma unnecessarily. Ravina Omar Vishom Derech Arenu B'Yesh Elohim. Omar Vishom and Lady call Hashom Archosov Zocha V'Rabbi Shuvas V'Shvakadosh Baruch Hu. Shom can mean to assess, to calculate. A person who calculates his path, right, will see B'Yesh Elohim. So anybody who calculates his paths, and here it means simply calculate, assess, and make sure that you mark the path that you can walk in a place where it's okay to walk. Shenemar v'shom derech, al tikre v'shom, ela v'shom derech. Arenu b'yesh Elohim. Not v'shom derech, but v'shom derech. I think in the pasuk it's with a sin. V'shom derech, right. So don't read v'shom derech, but v'shom. Shom meaning shuma, an assessment, a calculation. Rav Yanai havi le'ahu talmida v'chol yom havi ma'akshilei. Rav Yanai had a student that used to ask a lot of questions. Every day we'd ask him on the shiur. The Shabbos at the rigla lo havi ma'akshilei. But on the Shabbos when Rav Yanai gave a shiur to Balabatid, so he didn't ask any questions. He sat and listened, didn't ask any questions. Right? He knew that that wasn't the time to ask. Okay, first time to know when to ask, when not to ask all. Kori Laleh, so Rav Yanai said on this Talmud, the Shom Derech Arenu B'Yesh Elohim. He knows when to calculate, when to assess, when it's a time to ask, when it's not a time to ask, because the Balabatim are there. You just start asking intricate questions, they're going to get all mixed up, and the whole purpose of Shabbos L'Rigla is to teach Pashat HaLacha to the Balabatim. So when he was giving a shir in the yeshiva, this guy could ask all the questions he wanted. Not, he knew this was not a time to ask questions. So they asked Bechlal, what was he doing, what's it called, in the shir. It was a shir for Balabatim. Why did this Ben Torah go? So I always bring a rai, there's a marsha here that says that if a Ben Torah, whatever, who doesn't really know, need to go to the shir, but it's covered for his rebbe, he went to the shir too, right? Even though the shir was below his level. And he kept quiet, didn't ask any questions, and he was zoche, it says, a person, the marsha said, a person like that, is zoche to hear things that were not really meant for the shir. But he'll understand things that he would never have understood had not been in the schus that he went, kept quiet, and listened to a plain portion of the shir. He used to tell the B'nai Torah that if they're in a shul and the Rav gives a shir between Mincha and Maariv on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they shouldn't walk out because it's beneath their dignity to sit there and listen to some Pashat the Halachas. First of all, most of them are Maratzim, they could know the Halachas too. That's even Yeshiva Bachur. But let's assume that it's Yeshiva Bachur that could know something. So, still, first of all, he'll get the schus, that he'll hear things that he wouldn't have known otherwise, right? Extra schus. Besides that, it's Kavod HaTorah, right? If Yeshiva like walk out, then the Balabatim say, this is not important. Right? So they also walk out and talk, right? But they see that Choshev Yeshiva like stay for what's it called, for a shir, even something that is not important enough to stay for. Right? And I know that personally I have that, if I'm somebody shul or whatever, whether people know who I am, not who I am, whatever, I'm davening the place and the Rav speaks, I stay in. Right? For that reason. And it's an important thing, and it's clear that if people walk out, people say, well, if he walks out, then it's probably not worth anything, so I can walk out too. So, and usually Takidu learned something. There's always something that you can learn that you didn't know from before.